Elissa Walker-Campbell, we are back with you at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. And before we get underway with our next interview, we want you to join us online at Twitter, at E Radio Sports. Also, our radio website, that is eradiosports.com. And as promised, it is now time to focus our attention. We're going to go around the horn. We're going to talk about the New York Yankees and analyze how the season has played out so far over the first couple of weeks. And I want to listen in on who are some of the key additions and subtractions and what guys have stepped in immediately and made a difference. So we have invited on Chris Donnelly. He is the author of a new book titled How the Yankees Explain New York. Good evening, Chris. It's wonderful to have you with us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show.
Good evening, Liz. Thanks for having me on.
Well, Chris, I am definitely looking forward to our conversation tonight because, like I said, I've got a number of burning questions, always a curiosity on the Yankees. And last year, if you recap, you step back, what, in 2013, they were 85-77, third in the AL East. But coming into the 2014 season, they had a completely, what, revamped roster due to a number of injuries from last year. How have things been playing out for them so far?
So far, I think the team has been doing well, maybe even overachieving a little bit. The pitching staff has really held up. Tanaka and Pineda, two really new additions. And Pineda was traded for a couple of years ago, but because of injuries, hasn't been on the team until this year, have excelled wonderfully in their first three starts. They've been the best pitchers on the team. Ivanova has pitched well, a shaky first start, but it looks like he's been doing better. Kuroda has pitched well, as was expected. CC Sabathia, a little bit of a question mark. His fastball is clearly not what it used to be, so he looks like he's going to be more of a finesse pitcher, has yet to really find it so far, a couple of bad starts. And the offense is starting to come together. They're leading the league in batting average. They've added some speed to their game. They're first in the league in stolen bases. So they're playing well in the first two or three weeks, and the question is going to be is can they keep it up and can they stay healthy over the course of the season?
Chris, you bring up a number of great points, and let's talk about offensively because they are hitting the ball well. How big of that do you and credit do you give to even a Jacoby Ellsbury and a Carlos Beltran?
Well, Ellsbury has just been on fire since the start of the season, and the speed he brings is a game changer. He and Brett Gardner, two of the fastest guys in the American League. And what's great is not only do they steal bases, they don't get caught very often. Ellsbury, I believe, has only been caught once so far this season. It's a new dimension to this team that not only does speed change it just in terms of taking the additional base, getting yourself in scoring position or getting yourself to third, it frees up the hitters because they're going to see better pitches. Pitchers are going to throw more fastballs to people like a Carlos Beltran or a Brian McCann. Beltran has gotten out of the gate. He started off slow the first couple of games, but he's been coming on strong of lately, leading the team in home runs and RBIs. He's a great fit in that stadium. Brian McCann, he's going to hit. He's been hitting really well. He's been hitting the ball hard. He's just been sort of hitting into some bad luck with the shift. But you can tell he's going to do well in that stadium. And, again, it's just a matter of staying healthy with guys like Ellsbury and McCann, and we'll see how it plays out.
Well, Brian, now he had the injured right index finger. I mean, has that bothered him at all or slowed him down a bit?
It doesn't really look like it because, like I said, he has been hitting the ball hard. He's just been hitting into some bad luck. The average would indicate that yes, he's not at full capacity. But if you've watched the games, you see that he has been crushing the ball. And some really just unfortunate positioning against him, or great positioning, depending on how you look at it. The second baseman or the shortstop out in short right field has robbed him of at least three or four hits in the last week. So it looks like he's okay. It's really just some bad luck so far.
Chris Donnelly is joining us at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show, the author of his new book. You got to go out and get a copy of it. It is titled How the Yankees Explain New York. And I know our segment's going super fast, but I definitely have to ask you while you're on. Let's zero in on Derek Jeter. I mean, of course, he plans on retiring at the end of this season and only played in, 17 games last year in 2013 because of just all those different injuries. How is the farewell tour going this year?
Well, so far, so good. I'm sure the teams aren't happy after thinking so hard of all the gifts they had to give Mariano last year that they have to think of all the new gifts to Derek Jeter. But it's going well, and Jeter's just the kind of guy who isn't going to give, you don't think he's going to give much thought to, well, this is my last at-bat here, this is my last inning here. he's more focused on having a great season. If you know the way Derek Jeter has been over the years, he's focused on winning.
Oh, yes.
I think he wants to go out with a championship. So his focus is on winning games, getting back into the playoffs, and bringing a world title to New York before he signs off.
20 years with the franchise. I mean, what a remarkable run, has meant so much to Yankees baseball. So tell us about your book, How the Yankees Explain New York. Where can the listeners get it, and what was the inspiration behind this book?
Sure. Well, it's available online, Barnes & Noble, Amazon.com, any place where you can buy books. It talks about the unique parallels that the Yankees and New York City have run on since the start of the early 20th century. If you love history, both as a sports fan and as just a fan of history in general, I think you'll love this book.
Well, Chris, congratulations on the book. Again, it is titled How the Yankees Explain New York, and they focus on the affinity New Yorkers have for this team in the pinstripes. It's a wonderful read. We want to encourage you to go out and get a copy of it. Chris, thank you so much for joining us this weekend at Yahoo Sports Radio, the Big E Sports Show. Always an open invitation. We look forward to catching up with you again real soon in your next book, okay?
Yes, and thank you for having me. Much appreciated.
We got to step aside. We're up against the break. Much more straight ahead this weekend at YSR, the Big E Sports Show. Stay close.